Then DDs may will keep drug induced lichenoid eruption if there is LP like lesions. If there are features of the sclerodermoid diseases, then we'll keep the skin sclerosis and morphia and radiation induced fibrosis. The classification of the severity depends upon the number of the organ involved and the severity of involvement of each of them. Then the overall grade can be done in the form of a mild, moderate, or severe. The patient should be carefully assessed for the extent of cutaneous and mucosal involvement, systemic involvement. Then the accurate staging every 3 months so the response to the treatment can be gauged. Complications and comorbidities include sclerotic disease, facial contractures, which can lead to significant deformity. Furthermore, limitation of the movement, development of the contracture can lead to disability, along with the other issues such as difficulty in having a venous access, dyspigmentation and poikilodermatous changes, alopecia, nail dystrophy, all lead to a significant psychological burden because of change of appearance, and it has a significant impact on the quality of life. By which we mean that the patient has already had so much stress in life, coping with the malignancy, and then to the treatment, which is quite expensive, like allogeneic transplant. But still, the patient is not cured and having a lot of complications. So all of these should be addressed along with the management of the complications.